You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. Fans of The Good Wife scandal in Nashville are in need of something else to watch. These are some of the TV shows that had their mid-season finales in the past 2 weeks, leaving viewers with no new episodes until mid-January and beyond. Now, here with some picks on which shows to catch up on are two critics, Matt Zoller-Seitz from New York Magazine and Alan Sepinwall from HitFix.com. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Alan, let's start with you. You call 2013 the year of too much good TV. How did this year stand out in ways that previous years did not?
It's certainly the deepest year of good television that I can remember. It just, you know, Netflix started making new shows. Sundance Channel started making new shows. Everyone was making these new shows. And suddenly there were too many really good ones for even me, a professional TV critic, to keep up with.
Well, Matt, Mad Men was on Alan's list, but noticeably absent from yours.
I know. I've gotten a lot of grief because of that.
I'm sure.
There was just so much. I think if I'd done a top 20, Mad Men would have been on it. But the season was slightly more inconsistent for me. It kind of lacked an anchor. But there was a lot of really amazing stuff on it. The problem was there were other series that were equally interesting in their own way and more consistent from start to finish, and in some cases a lot more innovative. They were just bigger and bolder.
Like what shows?
Well, my number one show of the year was the fourth season of Arrested Development, which is one of the shows, as Alan mentioned, that was an original on Netflix. And what really astonished me about that was they took what should have been a liability, which is the problem of getting the original cast all together in the same place. They're all, you know, very much in demand now.
Right.
And they turned it into an asset, and they constructed what felt almost like a series of short stories in which one person was the lead and everybody else on the show was a supporting if they were in the episode at all. But as you watched the whole thing, you started to see that they were all kind of occupying the same storytelling space. There would be a scene with one character, and then a few episodes later, you would realize that another character was present and witnessed what happened, but you just didn't see them. And it was really a beautiful example of how you can take streaming and actually use it creatively. And Orange is the New Black, also on Netflix, did that as well.
Well, Alan, Arrested Development not on your top 10 list, but Mad Men was, Breaking Bad was, and those shows on your list are either ending or near the end of their runs. How do you think the exit of those shows will change the TV landscape?
A year or two ago, I might have been a little more concerned about it, but because of this flood of new shows I've talked about, like Orange is the New Black, like Rectified, Masters of Sex, Hannibal, I feel like the kitchen has been restocked, and I'm feeling pretty good about what the future is going to hold.
Well, Matt, Scandal had its mid-season finale last night, and that left viewers with several cliffhangers and no relief till the end of February. That's just cruel. This was a show, really, that wasn't necessarily thought of as quality TV when it began, though, and now it's a critic's darling. How did that happen?
Well, it is, but I think that's just an example of critics who are not normally known for their fairness being fair, which is you don't judge Scandal by the same standards that you would judge something like a Mad Men, but you would judge it by the standards that you would judge something like American Horror Story or Homeland, which I felt had a precipitous dip in quality in seasons 2 and 3, which is to say they're not trying to be a documentary. They're trying to be this crazy kind of hothouse atmosphere melodrama, and I think Scandal's a brilliant example of that.
Finally, gentlemen, there is so much good TV now that it could be hard for even the most committed of couch potatoes, or in your case, professional TV critics, to watch all of it. Are there any shows you think our listeners should definitely watch over the next few weeks, Alan?
Definitely, if you have a Netflix account and you have not already seen Orange is the New Black, you really should. With Breaking Bad off the air, it was my number two show, so now it's currently the reigning best show on television, or whatever you want to call Netflix.
And you're totally in agreement with that, Matt?
I would go with Hannibal. And I say that as somebody who is not a big fan of serial killer stories. I've found many of them rather tedious and repetitive, but this is really something special. It's a complete reimagining of Thomas Harris's characters as this kind of crazy dreamscape. I just think it's fantastic. It was my number two show of the year, much to my surprise and the surprise of many people who knew me. That's my big get-out-there-and-see-it pick.
Gentlemen, happy watching. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I've been talking to TV critics Matt Zoller-Seitz from New York Magazine and Alan Sepinwall from HitFix.com. This is All Things Considered on WNYC.